I want to follow a little on this matter of foundation. I was coming right to where John was speaking. I think it's very important. If any of you ever have to go to battle, if you ever have to be in conflict, you will soon learn that there are rules of engagement that an enemy or that anyone who is in battle will follow. And if you are trying to destroy an enemy, you, instead of taking pop shots at things that are perhaps high above, if you can envision a great building that needs to be destroyed, you would learn early on. You don't try to knock the top window out over in the corner. Yeah, it might be a little help, but it's much more effective if you would aim your guns at the foundation walls, as John has said, of that building, so that in one shot or two shots, the building crumbles of itself. Now, you know, we recognize and own these foundation truths of Christianity. I was struck as Emil was just giving off verses a while ago. And we're going to university, we're going to college, some of us work, and we want to be good at what we do. I hope our desire, or in a right way, is to know the Word of God just as well as we know the principles of the job that we work at, or maybe a little bit better. The Corinthians did not know the Scriptures. And John has pointed out that the Spirit of God points the Corinthian believers back to the Word of God. The enemy, if you remember the first time that he threw doubt into it? The first time was when the Lord was suffering in the 3 hours of darkness. And he said, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross and we will believe you. There is the way he works. The second time here is going to be the resurrection. The third time that I'm thinking about is going to be his coming again. We're going to come to that tomorrow. Satan, he really has no new tactics, you see. Remember again, he is a created being, but he's wise and he's crafty. And dear young brothers and sisters, we need to study. We need to learn the principles, the foundation truths of Christianity. Paul says in our chapter here, now if verse 12, if Christ be preached that he rose from among the dead, note these words, how say some among you? How say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? And he begins to delve into the matter. Now, you and I need to know these foundation truths. We need to be able to deal, maybe on one side, with our brethren. Maybe the other side will be people that we come in contact with. And so we study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed. I know you know this verse, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, I want you to take a very simple observation. If I'm told to rightly divide God's word, I have to understand that it can be wrongly divided. Somebody said the other day, I can make this book prove anything. We've all heard the example. Judas went out and hung himself. And I pick up another verse that says, go and do thou likewise. Now I have scriptural evidence from the word of God to go hang myself. People use the scriptures this way. Worse than that, Satan does. We've talked of cults. Remember, what is the mark of every cult that is out there? Can somebody tell me the mark of every false system that is out there has one thing in common with another? It has some truth. It has something to take someone who may be a real Christian and bait them. And this is exactly what was happening right here. Paul begins to reason with them out of the scriptures about the reason, the foundation truth of the resurrection, how important it was.
If I can raise a thought of why is Satan now recognizing his defeat, is attacking the ground of resurrection. I think it's important. I'm sure the brethren will bring us into the things that if there was no resurrection, how vain everything we do. We have established the fact that Satan does not know everything. He's not omnipresent. He's got spies everywhere. But why is he attacking the resurrection? I want you to take hold of that truth. You know what? God introduced creation, the first creation. The next thing he comes, why? So that he can taint the creation of God. You know that in resurrection, it was a beginning of new creation? In resurrection, it was the beginning of a new creation. And Satan wanted to do the same thing. He thought that he can taint the new creation like he did with the first creation. And that's why he was attacking the foundation. When he spoke to Eve, he attacked the foundation of the first creation, that man should hearken to the word of God. He attacked the foundation, the word of God. But now he's attacking the foundation with his resurrection, thinking that he will mess up this creation like he did with the first. But he lost sight of one thing. We're not dealing with the first Adam who gave it up. He is dealing with a blessed last Adam who will not give it up, but who will secure it eternally. And this is why, old and young alike, we should take hold of that truth. If we have seen the facts in the book of Matthew, in this chapter before us, you're going to see the wonderful fruits that we have out of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So I'm just not sure the exercise is to take up the matter of if Christ was not risen, all these points that Paul brings the argument. I wasn't really sure what's the...
question was handed to me. Could Satan or any of his demons ever repent and be reconciled with God?
There is no reconciliation for those under the earth. Very clear. We don't have to be... Go ahead, Emil.
The answer is no.
Right.
Now,
the exercise again for us in the reading is, to me, I think it's nice if there be no resurrection to see the end result of this kind of teaching. We spoke earlier of the platform. We looked at the term platform as the area, the way that God was going to bless mankind when we saw the formation of the earth. I like to use the same word when I think of the platform of new creation. It is from this platform of new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is new creation. This is the platform from which the Lord Jesus now is going to secure a people for himself.
The new creation, wouldn't Satan already realize that it couldn't be tainted? Wouldn't he already realize that the new creation couldn't be tainted, and that, like, wouldn't he be just attacking us still just for out of the hate for us, and he has nothing to lose pretty much?
Yeah. Just to speak about exactly what the resurrection did for us and why it's so important, we can just go back to Matthew and go to verse 50 to 52, or 53. Jesus, when he cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection. And so we see that the veil was rent, and so we were reconciled through his death to God. But there was no chance of us rising again. We would still be dead in our sins without the resurrection, where the bodies of the saints came out of the graves after the resurrection, not before and after his death.